I have on the phone with me Randy Bachman, who has been an international music recording artist for over half a century now. And he's been with the Guess Who and Brave Belt and Bachman Turner Overdrive and numerous solo things. And he's going to be in Kansas City at the Ameristar Casino on July 20th. Randy, welcome to KKFI.
Thank you. Nice to be talking to you.
Yeah, same here. So you're going to be here on July 20th. Had one listener call this morning to make sure I asked you what's your show like? Do you do stuff from throughout your career, or what are you doing in concert these days?
I do 50 new songs that no one's heard of.
All right.
No, I'm not one of those guys. I hate to go to a concert and have somebody say, oh, I just wrote 12 new songs. No, I basically am giving a show. I start with my first hit, Shake On All Over. That was the first hit for the Guess Who. And then I play every song that I wrote for the Guess Who. These Eyes Laughing, She's Come Undone, No Sugar Tonight, No Time, American Woman, Laughing, These Eyes, I've already said that.
Yeah.
And then I go through the BTO, Let It Ride, Rolling Down the Highway, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, Hey You. I've got a new album out called By George. That's a tribute to George Harrison because this year would be his 75th birthday.
Wow.
I do some of those songs. I tell the stories behind some of the songs, how I wrote them, where I wrote them, and how they came to be. A lot of them were accidental, and people love to hear those stories, how... And I like to tell them because some of these songs, I don't know where they came from. They just came out of nowhere, and they became worldwide hits that are still played today on the radio. So it's a good two-hour show of that kind of stuff. My son, Tal, had a big hit a couple of years ago called She's So High. He's in my band playing with me now, and we do his song as well,
which really
updates the show because that's a big hit from, you know, maybe 8 or 9 years ago.
That's great. It sounds like you're doing a whole full thing here. So I'm just curious what George Harrison songs you do.
Well, I decided I tried to pick some obvious George Harrison songs and some not so obvious. And there's no way I could do it or anybody can do it any better than George and the Beatles did it. So I re-envisioned them, and they're all done in a totally different style. So if the listeners out there want to Google my name, Randy Bachman, or it's called By George by Bachman, that's on Amazon. It's only been out a short period of time. I just got the vinyl. It's amazing. White marbled vinyl, two discs. So I did 11 George Harrison songs, and I wrote one for George called Between Two Mountains, which is what I thought George would have felt like showing up for a recording session between Mount Lennon and Mount McCartney, who would each show up with 20 or 30 great songs, and George would try to get a song of his in, and when he did, they were great songs. And me being the lead guitar player way back in the Guess Who, I would always wait for a Beatles album because I got to do the George songs, and our drummer got to sing the Ringo songs. So it was really easy for me. I've had a lifetime of doing George Harrison songs to rearrange them and put different beats to them. And the fun of the album, and many people have told me this, is when they put on a song like Here Comes the Sun, or You Like Me Too Much and I Like You, or Taxman, something like that, they don't recognize the song because it's played with different chords and everything in a different tempo. But then when I start singing, they know all the words and all the melody line, and it's like putting a whole new icing on this cake of George Harrison's songs.
That sounds exciting. A couple years ago, I had the opportunity to interview your former bandmate, Burton Cummings, and he shared with me a particularly fond memory that he shared with you. I'm going to play that clip and then get your response coming out of that, okay?
Sure.
Another amazing memory for me, I was about 21, and we're going into New York City, and Randy Bachman and I are sitting in the back of a limo, and we're going across one of those Triborough Strait bridges, like one of the big bridges that takes you into that cluster of skyscrapers,
uh-huh.
You know? And we're still young guys from the prairies of Manitoba. And I'm looking ahead out of the limo, and there's the Empire State Building and all these beautiful skyscrapers, and the radio is on, and These Eyes comes on the radio. And at the end of it, you know, Musers, Randy and I are in the back seat of this limo, and we're looking at the Empire State Building. And at the end of the record, the guy says, "There, that's a great new record from Canada, the Guess Who, These Eyes." You know, that, to me, at 20 or 21 years old, that was indelibly stamped, you know, in my head. So there's certain moments that never go away.
Your thoughts?
Oh, I agree. I remember that. I had a similar moment about 2 years after that. There was no internet then or anything, so we would check into a hotel. I would phone our record label or our booking agency, where are we going next? Because you went on tour in those days, you didn't know where you were going. You phoned in every couple of days. So I had phoned into RCA, and they said the amazing thing to me, "American Woman, album and single have hit number one."
Wow.
In all three trades. There were three trade magazines, and Cashbox, Record World, and Billboard. And I hung up the phone, called the band into my room. We all stood in a circle. I said, "I have something to tell you. The album and single," and this was in New York City as well, "the album and single has just hit number one." And like four little Boy Scouts, we all stood on the bed, jumped up and down. "We're number one, number one," till the bed caved in. And then we went to the next bed, because there was two new shows to do it again. "We're number one, number one, number one," and jumped on that bed till it caved in, and then went out and played our gig. So those are two great memories of New York. First being in New York and being, like Burton said, little prairie kids with four little prairie kids with a dream, and hearing our song on the radio in New York, and then a short 2 years later hearing that American Woman was number one.
What about the first time you heard yourself on the radio? I imagine it was before New York. I imagine it was back in Canada.
Well, it's really odd. You grow up listening to music, and, you know, in when I was starting, it was, you know, it was like Chuck Berry and Elvis and Bo Diddley and things like that, and you hear that on the radio, and then you want to be on the radio, and you... I remember the first time I talked into a tape recorder. And it's really weird when anyone hears their own voice played back, because when you're talking, you hear the resonance of your voice. I'm hearing it right now in your own head.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes out of your head and is captured through a little microphone onto a device, a tape, and you hear it back, it's lost all its resonance. It's not resonating in your head. It's much flatter and more one-dimensional. But then when you hear yourself singing on the radio, it's like you're totally stunned and you can't believe you're on the radio, and they played your record in between the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and Elvis or something like that. It's really amazing. And to this day, when I pull into a town, and the guy has the radio on in the car, he's picked us up, you hear your own music on the radio, you go, "Wow, there's a few people listening to this, or 100 or 1,000 people are listening to this right now at this time." You see somebody in the car next to you, and they're banging on their dashboard, and it's your song. And you want to look at them and go, "It's me," like point to yourself and mouth, "It's me singing," you know, that kind of thing.
Well, that's great. That's great to hear, especially for a radio guy like me to hear that. Again, you're going to be here at the Ameristar Casino on July 20th. And is this a pretty busy tour you're doing? Is it pretty...
That's just the beginning. I'll be in England before that. The album by George comes out in England right at the end of June. So I'll be there for 2 weeks in England doing interviews on camera, you know, so they could cut it up. And I'm also playing, me and Tal are going there, just doing like acoustic versions of the By George songs, doing his hit, "She's So High," and "You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet," to kind of show the people who we are. And then we come back, and we're headed to play the Troubadour to premiere the album on July the 22nd, the next day. So we'll be coming home from England, coming to Kansas City, and doing the same show we're going to be doing at the Troubadour, which is kind of a sit-down storytelling show tracing my history through the Guess Who, through VTO, through playing some gigs with Neil Young, and then to this By George album. So it's a good two and a half hour show of... It's a trip down memory lane of Winnipeg, because it tells the story of, like, me growing up in Winnipeg with Burton Cummings, Neil Young, Fred Turner, and it's very similar to, like, when I did a show with Peter Frampton. He would say, "Well, the guys I went to school with, to art school and college, were Bill Wyman, Mick Jagger, you know, and Steve Winwood, and Eric Clapton, guys like that." And I have a very similar thing. Like, you grew up knowing these guys when we were all nobodies with a dream, and then suddenly we're all somebodies, and people can't believe my history or Peter Frampton's history or anybody else's history that's grown up with these guys who are all still playing guitar and in bands.
Any Neil Young reflections or stories you want to share with our listeners?
Oh, I've got zillions. If you Google Randy Bachman, Neil Young, I've recorded 5 or 6 songs with him over a period of time. I was the speaker to induct him into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame. That was just last September, and at Massey Hall in Toronto. And so I did a little shtick there, and I played live with the band. We did Rockin' in the Free World and things like that. So if you Google my name and Neil Young, up will come a whole bunch of recordings we've done together, and one is called Made in Canada, one's called Prairie Town, which is the story about Winnipeg. And he's just been a friend of mine since we were both 14, 15, 16 in Winnipeg, as has Burton Cummings and Fred Turner. So we're like the four guys who rode out of Winnipeg, the four horsemen who rode out of Winnipeg with our guitars, and we're still playing gigs, and I'm very fortunate to still be in touch with these guys and do gigs with them once in a while. I just did a gig a little while ago with Fred Turner in Florida. I might do some with Burton Cummings next year. I do cross paths with Neil Young every so often, and so it's a really great life.
It sounds like it would be great if the four of you did something together, did an album together or a tour together. Don't you think that would be cool?
I agree, but it's one of those things that when you get four guys going, having four separate careers, going four different directions in four different parts of the world, it's very tough to get two of them together or three of them. I mean, I just played with Turner about 6 or 7, maybe 8 weeks ago in Florida. We did some gigs down there. It was wonderful. Then I came back, joined my band and Tal. We did a bunch of gigs on my own. Then I did another thing with Neil Young, and just kind of flying all over the country. It would take four miracles to get the four of us together. But, you know, who knows? I don't know. Somebody might make a phone call.
That's
call
right.
Everybody's manager, and then you make the time to do it, because it would be a special occasion.
Yeah, that's one can hope, can't one? Randy, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to share with our listeners today. We really do appreciate it, and you know.
Thank you. Well, we'll see you all soon in Kansas City.
All right. Well, great, Randy. Take care.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye. It sounds like it would be great if the four of you did something together, did an album together or a tour together. Don't you think that would be cool?
I agree, but it's one of those things that when you get four guys going, having four separate careers, going four different directions in four different parts of the world, it's very tough to get two of them together or three of them. I mean, I just played with Turner about 6 or 7, maybe 8 weeks ago in Florida. We did some gigs down there. It was wonderful. Then I came back, joined my band and Tal. We did a bunch of gigs on my own. Then I did another thing with Neil Young, and just kind of flying all over the country. It would take four miracles to get the four of us together. But, you know, who knows? I don't know. Somebody might make a phone call.
That's
call
right.
Everybody's manager, and then you make the time to do it, because it would be a special occasion.
Yeah, that's one can hope, can't one? Randy, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to share with our listeners today. We really do appreciate it, and you know.
Thank you. Well, we'll see you all soon in Kansas City.
All right. Well, great, Randy. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.